Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, already in progress.
Now then, do you want to live a long, healthy life? You know, you're going to have to do it His way. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
If you do it His way, He'll give you that 70 or 80 years, and if you can have the faith, you can live beyond that. You know, but I don't know how far your faith's going to go. I don't know. But under the new covenant, Jesus said, if you will obey me and do everything I say, and when Jesus said that, I'm going to tell you that I'm 78 years old, and I've lived on this earth 78 years, and to this day, I have never met a man or a woman that could meet the criteria of if you do everything I say. Never seen one. Have you, George?
No.
No, I ain't met him. I'm not there. My wife's not there. Miss Jackie, sweet as she is, she ain't there yet either. She's trying, just like the rest of us, right, Miss Jackie? We're all trying. That's all God wants us to do, is to try to do the best we can. But so far, when we look at this scripture, these last few scriptures, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. How do you interpret that any other way than if you obey God, He's going to take sickness away from you? What else can you add to that? Is that what it says? Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15. Let's look at this one. Deuteronomy 7:15. Let's see what this says. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord, that's pretty clear, isn't it? And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt which thou hast knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. If you got people that hate you, why are you fighting the battle? Why don't you just give them to God? You can't beat them anyway, but He can. Now then, from these three scriptures, let me ask you this question. I just want you to meditate on these scriptures that we've just read. In all three of these scriptures, in Exodus and Deuteronomy, He clearly stated that if we obey Him, He will take all sickness away from us. Did He? Did you get that out of that just like I did? If you obey me, did you get that out of that young lady?
Yes, I did.
How about you, young lady? Did you hear what He said up there?
Mm-hmm.
If you obey Him and do everything He says, how much sickness did He say He'd take away from you? How much?
All of it.
How much?
All of it.
I thought I heard y'all say all. I just wanted to be sure. It sounds too good to be true, but it is what He said, isn't it, son?
It is.
So if I happen to have a sickness, and I tell you, I'm sorry, you have a sin in your life. Now then, who are you going to get mad at, me or God? Better get mad at yourself. Right, George?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you all something here. I love to tell this story on George and Becky. But I'm going to tell you. But this is a new group every time, every healing school. This is not a church service. So it's a healing school, so it's a new group every time. But did y'all see there where Dave taught a while ago that the wife is supposed to submit to the husband and everything? Did y'all read that?
Amen.
Did you see that? Was that what that said?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think God meant when He said that?
He meant to submit.
Oh, you think He really meant what He said?
Yeah.
Well, this lovely couple here, see, they didn't believe that. They read it, but they didn't really believe it meant what it said. So they went to eat one day, come back to church, and Becky was having digestive problems or something.
Yeah.
Right, George?
Digestive problems, correct.
Yeah, so she was having problems. And when she come in, she said, oh, Pastor, I've got to have you pray for me. We went to eat, and I got digestion or indigestion or whatever. And I said, well, have you had your husband pray for you? And she says, well, no. I've been praying for myself. I said, ma'am, what do you not understand? Wife? I said, are you a wife? She said, yes. I said, well, what do you not understand about wives? Submit yourself to your own husband in everything? Is that what I told her, George?
That's correct.
She said, I didn't think it meant everything.
Well, I didn't think it meant prayer.
So anyway, I said, well, George, why don't you just reach over there? She's your wife. Why don't you reach over there and put your hand on her stomach and say, in Jesus' name. And he did. And what happened when you said that?
You know, she was healed.
Instantly healed. Is that right, Becky?
Instantly.
And George, every time since I've seen him, he said, you know, Thurman, ever since I've been coming here and learning how this works, life's getting fun at our house.
Amen. Amen.
Because she submits good, and you walk in love with her, and everything works better, doesn't it?
And I remember how you tell Cheryl, says, you know, pray for me about this. Yeah. Honey, pray for me about this. Honey, pray for me about this. Yeah. So I do the same thing with George.
And it works. You know, whenever a woman learns that God made her husband the head of the house, and that she's supposed to come to her husband, isn't it fun, Becky, to go to your husband and say, honey, I got this problem. Will you pray for me? And he does, and God answers. I know Cheryl, she loves it.
Amen.
I mean, she loves it. Ain't no problem getting me to pray for her. I mean, anytime she's got something, anything. Honey, would you pray for me before you leave? Would you please pray for me? I got this little pain right here or something right here. She don't want nothing. Well, I don't blame her. I wouldn't want nothing either. If I had a spiritual authority in my house that Jesus told me to pray and I'll answer your prayer for your wife every time, I want to answer. I want God to answer my prayers for my mate. And it makes life fun. But now, according to these scriptures in Exodus and Deuteronomy, if we obey, how much sickness does God say he's going to take away from us? I don't know how to interpret that any other way than the way it's written. Do you, brother?
Nope, that's the only way.
So that means we need to obey, right? So that means if we're walking in obedience to his word and doing what he says, he said he'd take away how much sickness?
All.
So what's left in all?
Nothing.
Nothing. So that means if I'm sick, I'm doing something wrong. I need to find what it is and I need to repent, right?
That's right. You got a problem.
I got a problem. But somebody, you know, now I'm gonna tell you. You can ask the majority of preachers the question I just asked you. Even the other day when Henry Wright was here, and Henry's a very good teacher on these principles, but even Henry, he says that God, the way he looks at this, only about 80% of sickness is caused by sin. The other 20% is caused by other things. But I'm telling you, according to God's word, how much sickness and sin go together? It's totally, totally connected, right?
Yep.
So if you want to be free from sickness, and I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, I know I've made mistakes in my life, but I'm trying to be quick to repent when I make a mistake. You know, I don't want to drag it on, because if I do, I know I'm going to get whacked. Y'all know what that means, right? You ever been whacked? You know, and sometimes God, he whacks you in a way you don't like. He knows how to do it because he said there, he's the one that puts that on you and he's the one that takes it off of you. Is that right? So if I obey him and I do everything he says, then how many times should I have to go to the doctor in a year? Zero. And in 2 years, zero. As long as I obey him and I'm that loving, sweet husband, loving, sweet man, watch my tongue. You know what I mean there, brother?
Oh, yeah.
We all have that problem, don't we?
Who can tame the tongue, right?
Oh, to him that can, no man can contain the tongue. But, you know, if you turn it over to God and the Holy Ghost, he can control the tongue. And like Jeff said a while ago, I'm going to tell you that God's best for you is to not have to get healed, but to walk in divine health. I went down the other day. Cheryl wanted me to go have my teeth cleaned. I told her, I said, why do I need to have my teeth cleaned? She said, because they're stained. They need to be cleaned. I said, honey, I had them cleaned 10 years ago. She said, will you please have your teeth cleaned? I said, okay, I'll go down there and let them clean. Don't need it, but I'll let them do it. So I went down there, and they started to put this thing on me, pump it up. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm fixing to check your blood pressure. I said, ma'am, I didn't come down here for you to check my blood pressure. I come down here for you to clean my teeth. Well, she said, we've got to, now every time before we do a cleaning or anything else, we always do a blood pressure check. She said, because most people that are elderly like you are have wrong blood pressure. I said, well, I know what my blood pressure is. She says, what is it? I said, it's 120 over 70. How do you know that? I said, because Mark 11:23 says so. Now, does anybody know what Mark 11:23 says? What does Mark 11:23 say? Whatsoever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you'll have it. Is that right, George?
Amen.
So if I say with my mouth my blood pressure is 120 over 70 and I believe that and confess it with my mouth, what's my blood pressure?
120 over 70.
120 over 70. So she said, well, I've already got it pumped up and ready to check. Can I go ahead and check it? I said, oh, yeah, go ahead. I said, you're probably going to charge me for it anyway. So she does the test. She said, wow, were you really close? I said, what do you mean? She said, your blood pressure is 120 over 69. I said, no, ma'am, your machine's out of calibration. I said, it guarantees 120 over 70. Need to recalibrate that machine. Is that faith? Did Jesus tell us to walk in faith, brother?
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by sight. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
And according to Mark 11:23, and some of you have heard the story about my granddaughter, how that she was raised from the dead. Somebody asked me a while ago how old she was. I said, she's 19. She is now 19 years of age. And yesterday she was out, I don't know, I think she was out riding her horse yesterday, wasn't she? Or anyway, the last day or two, she's out there. I know the other day, Grandma and her was out there in the lot, and she was running that mare of hers. In fact, when she wanted that horse, she told Granddaddy she wanted a horse. So me and Grandma started looking. We found this. She wanted a black one. So anyway, we found this mare, beautiful gray, charcoal gray, kind of spotted. But she's a beautiful mare. And just, oh, she's so beautiful. Just filled out in all the right places. She's just a good-looking horse. So anyway, we went over. Grandma said, yep, I believe that's Caitlin's mare. So we bought her, and we brought her home. And that day we brought her home, it had come a light shower. And of course, she was out there in the pasture running all over the place out here. And with that light shower, she was coal black. I mean, she was beautiful. And then Caitlin come home on the bus. And she come home on the bus, she said, Granddaddy, what are you doing? I said, well, that's your horse right there. That horse come running over to the fence, stuck her head right over the fence, nudged Caitlin a couple of times, she petted her on the nose. And then she ran out there in the pasture, run all over and come right back and did it again. And Caitlin said, Granddaddy, that is exactly what I wanted.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.